I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Assist News Service is reporting 30 people burned to death inside a church on New Year's Day. They were seeking refuge from a post-election riot in Eldoret, Western Kenya. The violence has escalated into a tribal warfare between the Kikuyu and the Luo. Death toll from 4 days of clashes has passed 300, and 150,000 people are displaced. Please pray for the safety of those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ during this uncertain time. Meanwhile, author Kay Strums releasing a book revealing the impact that Gifts Through Partners International actually make. It documents her travels to several of their projects. Strum was pleasantly surprised at the difference even small donations make. She saw that not only do the donations change the people's quality of life, but they allow Christians to
spread the love of Christ to people who would normally never listen to what was said. But when they see the love in action, they are receptive. So it not only is changing lives here and now, but it's changing eternity for these people.
And in Ukraine, a school specifically for the Roma population is growing. The Roma community traditionally does migrant work, so their children are in and out of school. Roma Christian School actively recruits these students. As parents realize the benefits of staying in one place, the school needs to serve more children. Worldwide Christian School's Emily Kluster says,
the school is in a lot of transition right now. And because of their unique approach with the Roma population, the student population is growing very quickly. They currently serve elementary age students, but their goal is to expand into junior high and high school.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm with Kramer.